This is the Composer's Datebook for July 12th. I'm John Zeck. On this day in 1900, the world first heard the Requiem by Gabriel Fauré in its full orchestral version at a concert at the Paris World Exhibition. The Fauré Requiem ranks today among his best-known and best-loved compositions and omits all reference to the terrors of the Last Judgment, which appear in the traditional liturgical text. It concentrates instead on comforting the bereaved. Originally written for chorus and a more intimate chamber ensemble, the Requiem was occasioned by Fauré's sorrow at the death of his father, and was written first and foremost to console himself at his own loss. The contemporary American composer Christopher Rouse has written a number of works dealing with the passing of friends and colleagues, works half-seriously, half-jokingly referred to as Rouse's death cycle. Rouse's Pulitzer Prize-winning trombone concerto from 1991 is dedicated to the memory of Leonard Bernstein. His Symphony No. 2 from 1994 contains a movement written in tribute to the young composer Stephen Albert, who died in a car crash. And a section of his flute concerto from 1993 reflects the composer's shock upon reading an account of the senseless tragedy of a 2-year-old child abducted from an English shopping mall and killed by 2 10-year-olds. LA Times critic Mark Swed has noted that much of Rouse's recent work is, quote, music of leave-taking, but it is also a music of catharsis, survival, and a celebration of being alive. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.